three reasons we cannot return to the old normal. For three reasons we cannot, should not return to the old normal. Should not go back to the pre-pandemic invisibility that cloaked the most vulnerable. One, we've been living in a failed system, failing to provide equity to our children, to people of color, to the homeless, to those who seek refuge and justice, failing to nourish the earth, to care for her rivers and skies, to honor her native plants and animals, to use her cornucopia of bounty to nourish all, failing to treat all humans as, well, humans, failing to live up to our end of the social contract. Two, for too long we've transferred wealth to the haves while the have-nots have less and less. For too long this rigged system has given more liberty, more justice, more of the American dream to monopolies and conglomerates, while the unknown citizens, the vulnerable, invisible masses who work our fields, clean our homes, serve our food, tend our children, go hungry, hungry for the Jonathan Winthrop promises of the New Jerusalem. For too long we've lived not in a city on a hill filled with light of the promised land, but in a valley littered with the bones of the dead, in a country grown dark. Three, we have evolved into a people grown complacent, less interested in civic service, more obsessed with the Super Bowl than with Super Tuesday. Intent to bowl alone, we turn our gaze inward, asking not what we can do for others, but what's in it, whatever it is. For me, we lack the political will to change, to learn how our system of government works, to plant our feet on pavement and toil for candidates who serve we, the people, rather than cast our ballots for the reality show Nero, interested only in his own ego. Why would any equity-seeking citizen want to return to that old normal?